following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
So the pussy whining, moaning, little girly bitchy fat ass got his nose bent all out of shape because we didn't hear clearly his brilliant phone call in the last program. And he begged me and begged me and begged me to play it again so that we all could hear it. So I thought instead of probably if I said no, then it would start, you know, the high blood pressure would start. And he's inches from death. Inches. There is blood does not go through his veins. It is pure bacon fat. I'm not going to even mention his name because I don't want to infect you, my lovies, with his particular brand of disease, BigFattyOnline.com. He's a repulsive human being. He is a disgusting human being. Unfortunately, he's going to come visiting around May, sometime in May. And of course, the entire month of May, Gooch and I are going to be away.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The pussy whining, moaning, little girly bitchy.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 857 of the BFO. Friday, the 13th of May, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, you are so lucky that you get to hear Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. You know it's got to be going better than out there in Walnut Hills. Oh, dear God. See, it's Friday the 13th, and y'all, it is only 6 days until Big Fatty gets on the cylinder of death and flies to the West Coast. And y'all, it is only 1 week until the Rapture dinner with Hubert and Esmeralda and J. Myron Hooch and y'all, the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. See, and Miss West will be there also, y'all. It is, the time, it is here, y'all. It is here. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. But, y'all, Big Fatty's going to have to spend the weekend kind of starting to get things together. I've got to get the Price is Right shirts, ready for Miss West and I, and I believe Ian may be joining us also. I've got to do a little research, y'all, because I'm not sure how long it takes to drive from the hotel y'all, that is a cone beef and cabbage. But I don't know how long it'll take us to drive from the hotel up to 7800 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles, California 90036, which is the address of Television City in Hollywood. And y'all, I've got to figure that out, and because we've got to be there, y'all, you got to be there like at the ass crack of dawn to get a number or something like that. Even though I've got a ticket, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. But y'all, I just have a feeling we're going to have to leave at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty, probably so with the traffic. But anyway, y'all, I've got to do a little research, and I have a feeling that when I end, here's the hour that we'll be leaving. Y'all, she's probably going to say, no, I will not be going to The Price is Right. In fact, y'all, Miss West may be saying the same damn thing. So anyway, I'm getting a little giddy. I am just getting a little giddy. And y'all, one of the reasons I'm getting a little giddy is this. Now, y'all, as of today, Friday the 13th, y'all, I know you're all going to just go, "Dear Gussie McFadden, who knew? Who knew?" Because, y'all, this is not a celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, as of today, I am 19,999 days old. Yes, McFadden, and that means that tomorrow, the 14th of May, Big Fatty turns 20,000. Big Fatty, who would have thought that it had taken this long? We thought you'd been there years ago. So y'all, Big Fatty's excited because he's about to turn 20,000. Dear Gussie,
you're a Big Fatty, yes you are. And you drive a big fat car, but you are old. You are ancient, yes you are. You're about to turn 20,000 years old.
Big Fatty is 20,000. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin and oh. Still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Brian in Danbury calling from the fun spot capital of the world, a.k.a. Danbury, Connecticut, to let you know that Danbury is such a metropolitan area that we could never, ever know who all of these unfamous dead people are that you seem to have this inane knowledge about. But I'm standing here. I'm outside with my tinfoil hat on so I don't get sunspots, waiting for the aliens to come by. But you know what? I really don't want to be taken because I'm just too cute. Because evidently, that's the only way I can get a signal to your bag phone is to be outside where the aliens can get me. But of course, I'm still wearing my tinfoil hat for protection. Maybe I should be wearing a tinfoil cup too in the jockstrap. Oh, that sounds so dirty. Hello from Connecticut, down there in the Charleston area, Chucktown. Say hi to everyone else. And maybe Extra Special Chris could verify that Connecticut is such a metropolitan area that there's no way we could ever, ever know these people that you seem to spout about every day. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Brian from the Danbury up there in the Connecticut. And y'all, he had that telephonic device problem earlier this week that y'all is, no! Couldn't understand a word he said, Big Fatty. But anyway, it was lovely of him to call back. And Brian brings up a point that he says, oh, no, we couldn't possibly know about all these people that you know about. Well, first of all, I'm going to be 20,000. I don't know if you knew that or not. 20,000 days old, y'all, dear Gussie. But y'all, there is a way, and this is a little challenge. It's a challenge for you. And, y'all, you know, next time you go to the Sam's Club or the Costco discount warehouse or maybe Pepito's or Big Fatty, you don't know what you're talking about. But, y'all, sometimes they'll have the newspaper. The local newspaper will be set up there and they'll give you a copy of the newspaper or maybe they'll give you a free 30-day subscription or something like that. Y'all, try it out. Just read the newspaper. I encourage all of you to pick up the newspaper and read it every now and then. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds like a lovely idea. Do they have newspapers in Hawaii?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kyle in Hawaii. I just got done listening to Hat Ends, the Good, the Bad, and Angry Pantry Show, the recent one he released, and I completely agree with all of the thoughts and sentiments you've expressed on the show regarding relationships and the dynamics of every relationship, whether it's closed, open, poly, non-monogamous, whatever. And but I think it's true for both genders, for all genders. I mean, it's just a matter of person socialization, whether individuals are taught or told to feel a certain way or not feel a certain way. And I think, at least with the polyamory movement, it's mostly women put forward. It's not men, necessarily. It's not as much men. It's more women involved in the kink and fet and poly communities that are sort of pushing the envelope and getting it out there and being visible and creating a space for everybody to feel comfortable with whatever relationship they choose to enter into with whomever. So anyway, it was very, very nice hearing your thoughts about that. I loved your words of wisdom, and it was so eloquently put together. So, yeah, just makes you love us love you even more, Big Fatty. Take care. Hope you have a good dinner, and hopefully it's not the rapture. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Kyle out there in the Hawaiis. And y'all, by the way, Hawaii. Hawaii is on Big Fatty's bucket list. Yes, Big Fatty, before you kick the bucket, you know you're going to be 20,000 starting tomorrow. But y'all, that was just very nice comments from Kyle. And y'all, I'm not quite sure how old Kyle is, but y'all, he's a very well-versed young man. And clearly, if he appreciates Big Fatty's comments, he's got to be very intelligent. But but y'all, he did, however, feel the need to call back.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kyle in Hawaii again. Quick sort of clarification. I don't mean to say that you were saying it was just a male thing as far as sex and the relaxed sort of belief around sex, or the fact that it was only females that had made visible the options of non-monogamy and that viability, like a male scientific. It's a all-around gender thing. I mean, the gays were about making visibility of open relationships during the gay rights movement early on. And before that, there was free love. And before that, and before that, and before that, in various stages all around the world. So it's not relegated to a specific gender. And I just wanted to say that I think socialization has a lot to do with it, and society's acceptance of certain status quo of how, you know, your gender roles go, what you're supposed to do and who you're supposed to like, and what's acceptable sex-wise. So anyway, I don't know if this really fits on the show, but I wanted to say that, I sincerely appreciate your eloquent explanation of what really goes on in relationships, and that I completely agree with that. Keep it up. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and y'all, if you don't know what that, Kyle, I don't know that your first call needed any additional explanation, but I thank you for calling back. Big Fatty got it the first time, but Big Fatty, you know, he is a man of the world. He's 20,000 years old, dear Gussie, he better be a man of the world. But y'all, if you don't know what he is referring to, I was on that Hat M's, a little group show that he does Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern, which of course is the only time zone that natters. And you might want to go over there and see what he's talking about. Yes, Big Fatty, we need to hear your words of wisdom. Now, y'all, I've got one last voice letter today, but y'all, it is a special voice letter, so we need to do this.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore."
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!
Yeah, guys. Gussie. Now, y'all, I'll blow it out with Big Fatty today. It's a short one. It's a short one. But, y'all, it is from none other than Gavin from the Stick It With a Poke show, which is over on the Pride 48 every Saturday night at 7 p.m. right after the Hat M. Yes, Big Fatty, play it.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Gavin.
All right, Gavin.
Let's blowing it out with Big
let's
Fatty.
Let's do it. Do it.
This is to all the listeners.
Okay.
Call a podcast.
Yes.
If you're going to call a podcast,
yes,
find somewhere where you have a good signal.
Good.
And stand fucking still while you're calling.
Oh.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, dear gussie, Gavin. Yeah, gussie, y'all. I don't think Gavin's going to be getting many calls to the Poke It With a Stick, but y'all, evidently, he heard that call from Brian and Danbury, and Brian picked right up on it. He didn't need any blowing it out. He heard it loud and clear. Well, he didn't actually didn't hear a damn thing because of the sunspots, but anyway, I was going to go down into the fat cave today, but y'all, quite frankly, I don't think we're going to have time, so I'm just going to say, as a reminder, this Sunday night, the 15th of May, is the two-hour finale of the Survivors, y'all, and then they always have the one-hour reunion show, but now, y'all, make sure you set your VRCs because put extra time on it because, you know, sometimes it runs over because of the garf. The, you know, where they get out there and they hit those little white balls, the garf. But anyway, and y'all, we have got, before the time runs out, we've got some breaking news. Yes, Big Fatty, big breaking news.
This just into the BFO Fuzzy Pussy Desk. Big Fatty has found out who the fuzzy pussy is. Yes, Big Fatty!
Dear Gussie, y'all, you know, I had said I thought it might be that Brian from Boston, but y'all, I should have known better. I should have known better, because y'all, he is unsubscribed. He is the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, and he has unsubscribed. But y'all, I was correct on my secondary guess of Boss Boy. And y'all, it is indeed Boss Boy who is the fuzzy pussy. And y'all, I got a little e-letter from him on Thursday morning, and he says, "Big Fatty, so I guess it's time to give up the joke. I had my other half," and y'all, his other half, if I remember correctly, is the gay cowboy. And y'all, they are up there in the New Hampshire. And he says, "I had my other half send the Mother's Day card from his office to throw you off. I'm shocked that all those scratches were worth $245. And y'all, he says, "Anyhow, send them back to me, and I'll put a check in the mail for them. Congratulations." Well, thank you very much, Boss Boy. And y'all, it's just lovely. And it's especially lovely that he came forward, because otherwise you wouldn't have known who it was from. Yes, that is correct. So, oh dear Gussie. Now, y'all, word was put out. The word was put out on the 20th on Thursday by Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That unfortunately tonight there will not be an LFC. So, y'all, if you don't like the LFC, it's your lucky day. And, y'all, of course, next Friday night is the Rapture Dinner, and then the 27th is the night before the San Francisco meet and greet, and then Vader's going to be at the G'day's on the 3rd of June. So, y'all, I don't know when the hell you'll get an LFC, but, y'all, maybe there'll be a show from Walnut Hills when we will hear
the pussy whining, moaning, little girly bitchy.
Yes, enough about you. Don't forget your trip to Vons.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good,
gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.